4CEF mobile.
4CKK mobile.
Hunter's evening.
Hunter Frogger, how about you?
I'm worse. I'm doing really good now.
Absolutely. Well, thankfully, I am not doing that work thing until January 4.
Nice long break.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Needed it, too. There's a mark on this end.
Mark, did I catch that right?
Yes, sir.
Andrew on this end.
Yeah, I think I heard you on here before. I recognize your call sign.
Throw my call out either in the morning on the way to work or once I jump in the truck on the way home from work.
I think that's what it was. I believe me and you talked one night, and you said that you might catch me on the way home because this will be about the normal time I'll be getting in the vehicle to come home. But just out running around today. Me and the wife doing a little shopping.
Well, that, unless you can find what you need.
Well, that's exactly what happened. We were looking for a kitchen sink cabinet. Went to the Habitat store, a couple of Habitat stores looking for one. Just couldn't find one nowhere.
Honestly, I mean, ain't just about everything you really need or want. Either they just don't have it, or it's not being produced, or for whatever reason you can't get your hands on it.
Now, I think it's more because we were looking for cheap, and I think it's more for that particular location. You got to hit it when it's there, because otherwise it's not.
Yeah, see, we tried to do some Christmas shopping for my two boys this past weekend, and man, you walk into Target and just about everything on the aisle is stripped.
Well, as much as I hate to admit it, that's why I love online.
A lot online this year. But we wanted to round it out a little bit. You know how you never feel like you got quite enough for them or whatever, so we ended up getting a few more things.
Just out walking around looking for something else, run across something, you go, oh yeah, they could use that.
Yeah, that's not what it turns out.
And then you get back home, you start bouncing the checkbook, you go, oh, well, what'd I do?
You're like, God darn, where'd all my money go? And there it is. It was all spent just out either buying lists or impulse shopping.
Right. And then, I don't know if your boys are like my grandchildren, but I give it to them, they play with it while they're at the house, and then they leave it there. They forget that they got it.
Hopefully mine will end up buried in the closet, and I won't see it for a couple months. And then I wonder where it's at, and they don't even know at that point.
Yeah, but then when they do find it, it's like all brand new again, and oh, wow, oh, this is great.
I bought my youngest son, it was a nice RC car, and the reason why I bought it is because you can buy all the parts and stuff for it. It's one of those manufacturers where, you know, you can buy everything for it, and he won't even take it outside because he's scared of breaking it. I'm like, son, that's why I bought it for you.
Right. Yeah, I ended up, last summer, I bought my grandchildren, I got four of them, a go-kart off of Marketplace. Sweet deal, you know, ran everything. I said, you know, if it takes a little bit of work, that's okay. And took it home, worked on it, you know, pretty hard for a couple weeks, just tweaking and tuning and, well, changing oil, whatever, just making sure it was good and safe for him to ride it. And first day my granddaughter got on, she rode it and rode it and rode it, and then all of a sudden it stopped. And my family started yelling at me and said, hey, you better go check on her. And she was just sitting in the driveway about 50 yards away. We were all outside. And I was like, okay. And I thought maybe she crashed or something. But I was like, well, wait a minute. This thing does. And I get over to her and she's just a crying. I said, well, what's wrong? And she said, I wrecked her, broke the floor. Broke it for you. I can't ride it no more.
Have fun. That's all that matters, right?
That's exactly right. Well, what I told her before she started riding, I said, honey, don't worry about it. Just ride until the wheel fell off. Well, the wheel fell off.
Oh, that's hilarious right there.
It was, too, because I couldn't help but to laugh, and she was sitting there just upset as could be. So I stopped, talked to her for a minute, just told her it's all good. And I went and put some new wheels on it.
getting older, but man, maybe you rode it till the wheels fell off.
That's exactly right. Then I got tired of the little motor. I mean, it was a good motor, but it had some little problems here and there. I just went up to Harbor Freight, picked up a new one for $100, put it on there, and just wait in order to come back, get on it again.
A nice one. See, at least I get to enjoy it.
Yeah, but unfortunately she was just up this past weekend and didn't even say nothing about getting on it, which was kind of surprising. But her older brother and sister will be here coming up over the holidays. So, well, we'll see what happens with the weather. They may want to get out there on it.
Definitely be out about riding on that. Shoot, I think about buying my boys one of them, you know, the little weird motorcycles. Not really a dirt bike, not really a street bike. It's kind of that little frame bike that you can buy. I've always thought about buying them one of those.
One of them ones with the fat tires on it, like a four-wheeler?
Actually, it's just a frame and two tires and got a wheel, engine shoved in the middle of all that.
Yeah, those are becoming more and more popular. I remember as a kid those being, you know, a big deal, and then they went away for a long time, and now they're making a big comeback. I actually see them on Marketplace quite a bit, too.
I hadn't even thought to check there before. I need to go ahead and ID KO4CES for ID.
Minder, KO4CKK.
Marketplace, that might be able to find a good deal, because those things are not cheap, but, I mean, they look like it'd be a lot of fun.
Well, yeah, and like I said, I mean, I picked up that motor, brand hammer new, Predator motor from Harbor Freight for $99, and that's pretty much normal price every day. And I didn't think it was too much money to put in it, and if they decide they're done with it, I could sell it. It's almost new.
Yeah, I might start perusing the marketplace a little bit more instead of looking for boats or ham radio stuff.
Yeah, I get in trouble for that, too.
As long as I don't buy nothing. So far, I always stay away from online stuff. You know, it kind of gets a little sketchy sometimes, but, I mean, I just hadn't found anything besides the antenna I put up for my home radio.
And I get what you're saying, and I'm like you. I'm very sketchy about stuff, and I just kind of go in very, very cautious. And so far, I mean, I've bought a couple things off Marketplace. People have been great, and went and picked up a piano for my sister that she bought online. She bought it here. She lives in Charlotte, and because the lady was late coming to the door to meet us, she gave us $40 off.
Good right there. I mean, not only do you still get it, but you get it a little bit cheaper on top of that. That's not bad.
No, all she said to us was pay forward, so that's what we did. Careful getting on home, buddy. Good talking to you. I'm just about to the house myself.
I don't believe you. I'm horrible with names. You said your name was Mart, right?
Yes, sir. Well, that'd be right. KO4CKK, Mark.
Have a good one. 7-3s. It's been good talking to you this evening. Hope we'll catch you on another evening, and we'll holler at you on the radio. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear.
Sounds great, buddy. Good talk to you, too. 73 to you.
4CPA Mobile.
4CEF, go ahead.
Oh, good afternoon. Hope you're having a good day. And name here is David. I'm headed to play some tennis.
It's indoors, not outdoors, which, you know, temperature's not too bad, though.
57 right now, but it's gonna drop, especially when the sun starts going down, which it won't be long. But anyway, but I'm dressed in layers, so I can, we may be inside, but we may be outside, so I dress for either one. So, how long you been in ham radio?
No, January will be my year with my technician's license, and and I got my general back in June, I believe it was, if I remember correctly.
So, no, congratulations on that. I'm a general also, and I was, do you work in EHF?
Before, did you mention, did you buy an airplane, is that what I remember?
CPA, yeah, I did. I hung it on the wall today, going up to the bonus room so my grandkids can't get a hold of it, and because they tear it to pieces, it's a big plane, and I don't know what kind of material it's covered with, but it's, you know, it can be punctured, and, you know, I just, they don't realize how delicate it is.
Did you ever get the engine running on it? Did you get that all figured out?
Well, no, I mean, I just haven't even started on it. I was just going to wait till after Christmas, and, but I think I'll definitely want to get it started, and then I'll, if I, once I get it running, decide which way I want to go with the controls. It's got the old control set up, and it doesn't have the spread spectrum like the new ones.
Yeah, I'm not really, really familiar with remote control airplanes. My dad used to tinker with them. Although, I think I've heard you on the radio talking since we've talked as well. And actually got me looking at some of them. Get me in trouble. But yeah, I'd love to have one.
I tell you, what I paid for this, the engine's worth more than what I paid for the whole thing. And I got two controllers, and I'm slowing down here. I got a wreck here on Haywood Road. Anyway, but the controllers are crystal controlled, and 72 megahertz, I believe, and I understand that you know, that they had some problems with those frequencies around there, around 72 megahertz, and that, you know, it wouldn't take long to crash the plane if something interfered with the signal. And these new controllers are, you know, you don't have to worry about that.
Could have changed that one over if you changed some of the hardware inside of it?
The repeater down.
Yeah, I was just asking if you'll be able to update the hardware in it so you can use a newer controller for it.
To change the servos and, you know, because none of that will match up. So, anyway, just have to see which way I'm going to go, and I just haven't decided. I noticed controllers are, they're not cheap.
You can get planes cheaper than you can the controller a lot of times, so All right, well, I'm pulling into the house. I'm sitting in the driveway now, so it's been fun talking to you. 73s, hopefully we'll catch you on the radio another evening. This is KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your final.
You have a good one, and take care there. I'll probably talk to you again. Merry Christmas, and hope you have a good one. And we'll talk to you later, KB4CBA Mobile.